The Seven Rites. The quickest way to minimize the divine within is to interfere with its basic rites. Each one of the chakras reflect a basic inalienable rite, as listed here and in Figure 0.7, found in the bonus PDF. Loss of these rites blocks the chakra. Reclaiming these rites is a necessary part of healing the chakra. Chakra 1. The right to be here. Define solidity in the first chakra. We must have an instinctual sense of our right to exist. In my workshops, I find that a large majority of people have trouble with this right, as basic as it may seem. Without the right to be here, few other rights can be reclaimed. Do we have the right to take up space? Do we have the right to establish individuality? Do we have the right to take care of ourselves? The right to be here is the foundation of our survival and security. A corollary to this right is the right to have, especially to have what we need to survive. I may have grasped my right to be here, but still have trouble allowing myself to have such things as time to myself, pleasure, money, possessions, love, or praise. Not being able to have something is like owning a bookcase without shelves. If there is no place in the system in which to store things, and no effective process for obtaining them, then we find ourselves in a constant state of deprivation, even when help is offered. An unwanted child doubts his or her right to be here, and may have difficulty obtaining necessities later in life. When we are denied food, clothing, shelter, warmth, medical care, or a healthy environment, our right to have has been curtailed. Consequently, we may question that right many times in life. The right to have underlies the ability to contain, hold, keep, and manifest all aspects of a healthy first chakra. Chakra 2. The right to feel. A culture that frowns upon emotional expression or considers sensitivity a weakness infringes upon our basic right to feel. You have no right to be angry. How can you express your emotions like that? You should be ashamed of yourself. Boys don't cry. These kinds of injunctions infringe upon our right to feel. Feeling is the way we obtain important information about our well-being. When the right to feel is impaired, we become out of touch with ourselves, numb and disconnected. A corollary of this is the right to want. Since if we cannot feel, it is very difficult to know what we want. Our right to enjoy healthy sexuality is intimately connected with our right to feel. Chakra 3. The right to act. Cultures with narrowly defined behavior patterns impair the right to act through fear of punishment and the enforcement of blind obedience. Most people follow in the footsteps of others, afraid to innovate, afraid to be free. When the right to act is restricted, will and spontaneity go with it, and our vitality decreases. This does not imply that the third chakra profits by senseless or whimsical acts, but that we do need freedom to develop our inner authority. A corollary to this is the right to be free. Chakra 4. The right to love and be loved. In a family, this can be damaged by any dysfunction in the parent's ability to love and care for the child. Culturally, the damage appears in judgmental attitudes toward men loving men and women loving women. The right to love is further damaged by racial strife, cultural prejudice, war, or anything that forces enmity between groups, as well as by poor self-esteem, broken will, and inability to feel or communicate. As the central chakra is a system of seven, the right to love is harmed when any of the other rights are lost or damaged. Chakra 5. The right to speak and hear truth. This right is damaged when we are not allowed to speak truthfully in our family. Don't talk to me like that, young man. We don't discuss that subject in this family. This includes not being heard when we do speak, keeping family.